You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are live. I think we're live anyway.
Almost
are
live.
Are we live? Dave, are you live?
Very.
Good. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael, and I'm here with a few characters today. I mean, really characters.
Including you.
Our new co-host, Bill, what's his name, Harry?
Fred.
No, Fred. Harry. No, it's my main guy. I call him Big Dave. Dave Hildebrand. Dave, you there?
It's I.
Co-host.
Hey.
New co-host. And I'm here. She hates when I say it. I got to say it. I have to say it. My bride. Otherwise known as St. Lynn.
Blushing bride.
Yes. Yeah. My co-host, Lynn Golder. And I'm here with also, I got Dave's boss here. Brenda, you here?
My lovely wife, Brenda.
Yes. And we're here, of course, behind the scenes, behind the glass, we have Chris Shaw. Chris, you here?
Yes, sir. Don't tell anybody.
And I'll say this time. And Jim Pasquinelli.
Yeah, I was just going to come to Jim.
Yep.
Jim, you there, Jim?
We all accounted for.
We're all accounted for, Jim. So I want to hear a little more about your...
Well, he's going to read a poem now.
Oh, you're going to read a poem? No, I thought he was going to talk about...
No business now. There's no business. Halloween, no, right, Jim?
This is all about the Halloween spooktacular.
Right.
Oh, okay. If you want to call in, 407-894-1680. We got a poem.
Okay, and this poem belongs to Alice May, and it's called Halloween Passes Us By. It says, each nose is twitching, excitement is itching. Bats in our belfry are shy. The hour of witching is rather bewitching. Halloween will soon pass us by. Dressed as a witch in a pin and a stitch, hoping to fly over the sky. Inspired by fun, Halloween has begun, but soon it will pass us on by. The flying broom skips out of the room where blackbirds catch up on the fly. Owls run away when sun breaks the day before Halloween passes us by. Scarecrows and witches with patches on breeches, wild corn grown hang on the husk. Children all happy in costumes so snappy with parties in dress up till dusk. Boil and bubble a pot of fun trouble, Halloween pumpkin pie. From out of the rubble, excitement will double before Halloween passes on by.
Wow.
How'd I do?
You did
very
great.
Good.
Chris gets to read the next one. Okay.
Hey, so Chris.
He's on the phone.
Yes,
he's on
I'm
the
here.
Phone. Talking to his bookie.
You get to do the next poem after. How's that?
Okay, you want to do it after we do the trivia?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, it's trivia time. 407-894-1680. You got it?
Got it.
I'm ready. I'm good. Ready
Let's
to rock
play
and roll.
Let's play it. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
All right, this is my debut album right here. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think.
It's by Chris Shaw.
Okay, so who is singing that song? Anybody know?
Yeah, we have a caller, right, Chris? All right, Chris, why don't you introduce him, Chris?
All right, so calling all the way from right around the corner, up the street, down the river, over the river, and through the woods.
From our hood.
No, it's not Dave calling in.
From Fern Park, Florida, we have Gary the Man.
Gary, you're calling from my neighborhood, man. How's it going?
Hey, David, you did a good job on the show tonight.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I don't know songs. I never win, but this is Ghostbusters.
It's true.
Right.
So who's singing the song?
Mr. Ghost.
You're close.
Wait a minute. Did he say Mr. Ghost?
Yeah.
Mr. Ghost.
Wrong.
Oh, I didn't win?
Nope.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
So close, so close.
He was right there, right at the, right over the edge. He was just right by the head.
I thought Gary was in the other room. I thought he was going to go in.
So, Dave, I guess we have a little schedule.
Should we give a hint or anything?
No. That's okay.
Okay.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
I really want to tell you who it is. I know who it is.
I know you know because I heard you say
me
it
too.
Before.
Yeah, but you know, Billy D. Williams is that deal.
Right. Hey, folks.
So Chris is going to read a poem while we're waiting.
Okay, I just got to tell some people that something.
Uh-oh.
Folks, I don't know if you know this, if you heard me last week, dang it. But next week, I believe, I start a new radio show. Besides Blind and Beyond, we'll be on another station.
Do tell.
Starting at 12 o'clock. It's called Mickey G's Rock and Roll Heaven. So if you like oldies, that's what we're going to play, oldies. But we're not just going to play oldies. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be telling you the artist who's singing it. We'll be telling you a little about the artist, tell you all kinds of things. And then we're also going to take, if you call in, we'll be talking to you on the phone. Maybe you have a loved one that you want to say this is for them. We're going to have Lover's Lane, so songs about years ago when they were playing slow songs in Lover's Lane. Anyway, it's on 1580 on your dial, 1580. It comes on 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays.
Michael, we have a caller, I believe, that knows the song.
Okay, who's on the line right now?
Okay. We have Carolyn calling in from Brunswick, Georgia.
Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
How you doing,
Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia?
I'm good.
How you doing?
How's everybody?
We're good.
What's happening in Brunswick today?
Ray Parker Jr.
That's right.
What? Got,
she's right. She guessed it. She couldn't wait.
I couldn't hear her. What is
I
it?
Heard what she said.
What,
Ray Parker
repeat it.
Jr.
She said Ray Parker Jr.
That's right.
All
you are right. Very
no
good,
kidding. She got it. Very
all
good.
Right.
And tell her.
Well, you just got a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You can have your ice cream at Dunkin' Donuts.
So are you enjoying the show, Carolyn?
Oh, I always enjoy it.
Good. We're glad you're out there.
Yes.
Anything else to tell us? Anything
what
new?
Else you have to say? Anything about trick-or-treating? You going out trick-or-treating?
No, I'm not going trick-or-treating this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
you giving out candy? You gonna give out candy?
I was down with the grandkids last year at Halloween, so.
Are you gonna give out candy? Are you gonna give out candy?
Yeah, we're giving out candy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I'll come by your house.
Okay.
Well, I'll be waiting.
The only thing is, my candy I need is for sugar-free. I wonder if they give out candy sugar-free.
I doubt it.
I can't eat regular candy.
Lamb's not sugar-free.
Ooh. What is that? What did she say?
She said, I'm not sugar-free.
Oh,
that was very cute.
That's cute.
Very cute.
Well, she said, well, sugar and spice is all you got.
Yeah.
She's a Georgia peach, and don't forget it.
All right.
You
well,
stay
thanks.
Nice and warm there
thanks
in Brunswick, okay? It's going to be a cold night, so bundle up.
Okay, I know. It's supposed to be in, I think, the 30s, high 30s anyway.
40s here tonight.
Don't forget to give your address so we have the right address for you.
I think we have it, but...
Okay.
To Chris.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Do we have time for the...
All right, thanks.
No, we don't have time for a poem now. Okay, so I believe we're going to break in 1 minute. Oh, here we go. And our guest caller's on the other side of the break.
Okay. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We've got a whole lot more coming up.
Do you realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4all.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
Welcome back. Hope you're still there.
Are you there? Hello.
Are you there? Hello. This is your host, Michael, if you're still there. Listen, the phone number to call, if you know how to dial a phone, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you have anything to do or talking about trick-or-treating.
But first, We've got our special guest of this hour. Marty Schultz from Blindfold Games is with us to tell us a little bit about what he's got going on. Let's bring him in, Marty.
Yeah, come on in, Marty.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
How's it going, man?
Good. How's everybody out there?
Real good.
He was just telling me, the young man who just introduced you, he listens and he plays with some of your games.
Dave Hillebrand, our new co-host.
Yeah, I've got some of the some of the old time games, and I've been spreading the word. I recognize your name from years and years ago on the internet and way back to some of those old like DOS based games and stuff. So I was messing around with blackjack or something just last night. So sometimes it's relaxing just to pass.
That was probably the 10th game that I, or maybe even the third or fourth game I created. I was actually talking to some people who had just gotten back from Las Vegas, and she was playing blackjack. She was visually impaired, and she was playing with our colleague who kind of was reading the cards for her, and she said, can I do a blindfold version of that? I did that, and then I followed up with video poker, roulette, craps, bingo, and a couple of other casino games which is just one of the categories of the 80 different games that I've created so far.
Yahtzee, even. Yeah, had everything under the sun, I think.
Yeah, matter of fact, 2 weeks ago we released Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that's been getting hundreds and hundreds of downloads. Before that, we did Battleship, and that was very, very popular. We did a 3D tic-tac-toe, people seem to like that. We did Wheel of Fortune, we've done Family Feud, we've done Monopoly. It's just The list goes on and on.
I need to check into some of the new games, but you have them available for desktop as well as for iPhone. Is that right?
No, they're only for iPhone and the iPad or the iPod, and anyone can download the games by visiting blindfoldgames.org, and one of the pages on this website will actually take you to the full list of games so you can kind of scroll through the list and see what you like and then actually try it out.
That is a nice thing, just because people's abilities on the iPhone are different, and that way you can see if it's something that you're capable of being
able to. As a matter of fact, one of the games we recently did, and this was suggested to us by a couple of TVIs, who said, can you do a game that will help people who are just getting familiar with the iPhone get their gestures better? So do you remember the old toy called Bop It that was popular?
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
For young kids? Okay, well, I have now a Bop It gesture game where you can practice, first you practice simple gestures like tapping and swiping, and then you get to more complex gestures like a two-finger swipe or a three-finger swipe, and all the way up to things like moving your forefinger and your thumb together, like when you activate the rotor.
Right.
And the game gets faster and faster and faster. So it lets people who are just getting familiar with the iPhone really learn the gestures so that they can use it as an effective
so
tool.
So what's that called again?
That's called Blindfold Bop Gesture Game.
I might need to get that one myself. I did hear that if people, the caller sends you an email, you've got a program where get a free game?
Every month, right. Every month we're going to have a game of the month, and if anyone sends me an email who listens to your show, I'll send them a free game of the game of the month.
But very generous. You have to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond.
Right. Send me an email, say you heard on Blind and Beyond, and whatever we pick for the game of the month, you'll get that game for free.
So when someone subscribes or gets into your program, do you buy a game one at a time, or can you buy a suite of games? Like if I wanted to get something from the Las Vegas, can you buy several at one shot? Or
what the process you go through really is you download the game. It comes with 10 or 20 free plays. You play it enough, and they say you like it. The upgrade is like $3 or $4 for most of the games.
Right.
So some people will get like one game out of each of the series. So they might get like they might play with the horsing race game, where you actually walk your fingers on the screen to move your horse. So they might be playing Monopoly.
Oh, I love that.
Or Bingo or Craps, or they might be doing something like Flappy Bird or Space Invaders or Wheel of Fortune. So we have a whole variety. Or at this point now we have dozens of word games as well. So we're going to be releasing in about a month or so a game similar to Word Cookie, but we already have a slew of games like Boggle and Word Ladder and Hangman and things like that. So chances are, if somebody's looking for a game, we probably have it.
That's really awesome. This is Dave's wife, Brenda. I just have to say, a lot of times at the Lighthouse, I have, as they say, people from cradle to grave that are visually impaired coming to the Lighthouse of Central Florida to find ways of being independent. And I cannot tell you how many of the teenagers have phones. And anybody that is visually able to see, I'm sure they can protest that every teenager around is always wanting to be on the phone playing a game. And this is great because your games are going to exceed all age boundaries, I think.
Folks are going to still want to play just like their sighted counterparts. The only thing I worry about, Marty, is that with some of the adults, you might, if everybody's playing the phone for hours on end, you might have to bring in the divorce game. That could be a new one to add to that.
People have told me I'm responsible for more blind people wasting time than anybody in history.
Well, that's all right. Other people have got the sighted folks locked in, so no reason why the blind folks can't waste a little time. But when it comes down to it, though, seriously, the games are great fun for passing time, but they found with video games for sighted people, and I'm sure with blind people as well, that some of these games are very helpful for coordination and mind to hand coordination and that kind of thing. So I think it could be a big benefit.
The games, Yeah, a lot of the games are used by orientation and mobility specialists to help blind people become more conscious of the phone and navigation and different skills. And there's a lot of science of what's called gamification of different movements. So there's even some of the games where we go through either directions based on clocks. So it'll say something like the cow is at 2 o'clock or the cow is on the east, and you actually have to kind of navigate the screen to learn that. So there's a lot of science in these games that really reinforce skills that, without realizing it, you're learning and learning and getting faster.
Yeah, I think that would be huge with some of the school programs to have access to things like that, because it's really a lot easier than having a board game, you know, a physical board game when it comes to it.
Yeah, and Perkins Path of Technology, we post a blog about once a week or so. We'll always write up each of these games and explain to TVIs and teachers how to use these games in a setting with visually impaired kids or adults.
That's great. Times are changing.
So you're using that fancy acronym. Tell the listeners what TVI is so people know.
Oh, I'm sorry. A TVI stands for a teacher of the visually impaired. So this would either be working with students at school or clients at a center like the Lighthouse or other organizations that reach out to the community.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Marty. How can people reach you?
They can visit my website, which is blindfoldgames.org, and it has a list of all the games there. They can scroll down to see the different 80 games, or they can just, if they have an idea of, well, I'd like to play dominoes or something, they can just search on the App Store, but just put the word blindfold in front of whatever game they're looking for, and chances are my game will come up. They can also follow me on Twitter, at blindfoldgames. And, of course, anyone can send me an email, marty@blindfoldgames.org, if you have an idea for a game that I haven't done yet.
We have also on our website, correct,
Lynn? Yeah, it's on our website,
so
yes.
If you didn't, say it again, Marty, again, as far as
go to our advertiser page, and he's there. Marty is there on our
It's blindfoldgames.org.
Blindfoldgames.org.
I mean, it's something fun to do, Marty, but it's also a great service that you're providing, too, and I think it can help a lot of people.
Well, I get thank yous every single day, and that's my main motivation here.
Well, thank you
for coming
Thanks
on.
So much,
appreciate
Marty.
It. Thank you so much.
Happy Halloween.
Well, thanks a lot.
Take care,
have a good
Halloween.
Marty.
Thank you too.
Thanks for
Take
coming.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Chris. And if you missed any part, and if you want to go to Marty's and you didn't get his address, go to our website, which is Blind and, don't forget the A&D, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. What were you saying, Lynn?
No, I was going to say, I was asking Chris if he's ready. I can tell the paper's in his hand. Chris is going to read a Halloween
paper.
Okay,
papers
Chris,
are
wrestling. You're on. Chris, you're
we need
on.
Some spooky music.
All right, here we go. Trick or treat is all you hear. Kids running around yelling,
look what I got, look what I got.
Ghost yells, boo, I scared you. Teens scaring little kids by saying,
they're going to get you.
There's a full moon tonight. The monsters come out to play. Black cats and bats are all in the night. You better not cross through the graveyard today. Pumpkins glowing through the night. Fox covering the glow of the moon. Teen saying,
they are very near.
And all kids get very scared. Run. Run as fast as you can. Through the night. Only seeing by the glow of the moon. Hearing laughs of the cruel dead gal. Door shut. Bah! Parents say good night. Now you just have to wait for the next Halloween night.
All right.
That was good.
That's great.
Now, that wasn't sexy. When you do it, Brenda, it's sexy.
I like all those extra voices there.
It's like, wow.
All right.
Good job, Chris.
You know, I work on it. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, I thought we were going to play...
What, a trivia?
No, we were going to play a song of Fats Domino.
Oh, okay.
We have time for that, Chris?
Yeah, let's do a trivia.
Before we go to
we
want to
play
break.
two
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, we have time. We have five minutes for both.
So... I want to play a little bit. Here's Fats Domino.
That was great, Chris.
One of his biggest hits he ever had. It's called
I'm
Walking.
Everything.
I thought that was you singing.
Yeah, that was.
It was you.
I'm walking. Hear the need, I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come. dry. You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even die. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
And that was the Fats Domino. Fats Domino. May rest in peace, but his songs will be living on forever. That was Fats Domino, one of his big songs from the 50s. That was song was called I'm Walkin'. Now we want to play another young man. This group was called the Skyliners. His name is Jimmy Beaumont. This song is called Since I Don't Have You. A great song. That was the late Jimmy Beaumont. The group was called the Skyliners. They're out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He spent pretty much his whole life in Pittsburgh. He traveled the country in the last 40, 50 years doing some of his hits. He was on our rock and roll show back in the 1990s when Lynn and I had a big rock and roll show. What, Lynn?
Oh, when you're ready, we have a caller.
Okay.
Somebody you want to talk to.
Okay. So that was Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners, and before that was Fats Domino. May they both rest in peace. You'll be legends forever. We have a caller on the line.
We do. Jim, would you like to announce the caller? Can you see it from where you're sitting?
Yes, it's Paul Schott from Palmyra,
New
Jersey.
Oh, Paul, how you doing?
Hi, Paul.
No, I'm doing pretty well, Michael.
How's,
hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
How's Mama? How's Mama?
Hey, Paul.
Well, I'm going to give you an update on her. She's not bouncing back the way we'd like her to, and she tells me that whatever she went through, she lost some additional vision. And so we're taking her over to the Veterans Administration, and I made contact with a company called New Eyes, and that company tells me that the VA pays 100% for the equipment.
Yeah, they're out of California, I think, New Eyes. Yep. Well,
so we're looking into that.
We're wishing her the very best.
Yes, we
are. Give Betty our love.
Is she listening to the show, or she can't listen to the show?
She's listening in the other room.
Oh.
Okay.
Hi, Betty.
Well, give her our love. We've missed not talking to her, and we hope she gets better soon.
Well, we appreciate it very much, Michael.
Are you going to give out candy for Halloween, Paul?
No, we haven't done that for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't usually either, but this year we have more kids in the neighborhood. I thought maybe your mom would watch.
Well, thanks for giving us an update, right. Paul.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
And that was Paul from Palmyra, New Jersey. That's Betty's son. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We've got a lot more to go.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living.
Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. At least I think I'm so. I think we're back. I think. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. And we got a whole lot of shaking going on here. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. For those who are just turning the dial and saying, what is going on? Well, we are the show, let's just say this way, that caters to the visually impaired and the blind community. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. We're the bridge.
It could be a rusty bridge, but we're a bridge. Never let. No, I'm kidding. We are the bridge.
If you would like to learn about the visually impaired and the blind community, just listen to our show. You'll hear about us. Believe it or not, when I was sighted, I didn't know a blind person. When I went blind, we had to find out about the blind community because we didn't know anything about the blind community.
One of the first things you'll find out about the blind community, if you're sighted and you don't know any blind folks, is that we are just exactly like you. Weirdly enough, we enjoy a lot of the same things. We just can't see them. But Gary Sinclair just stuck his head in and reminded me about something. I enjoy a lot of different sports, spectator sports, particularly football and basketball. And people quite often ask me, you know, how can you enjoy those games when you can't see them? Well, having them on TV, if you're sitting and watching them on TV, it is more difficult to listen to. But the radio play-by-play for football, basketball, baseball is great because, of course, no one else is able to see on the radio either. So the play-by-play guys are going to be going into much more detail for football. I'm a big Florida Gator fan, and even people that friends of mine that can see, they love listening to the radio and watch it on TV for basketball. I actually go to Orlando Magic games, and people ask me, well, you know, why would you go to a basketball game? You can't see the plays, but they actually broadcast the radio play-by-play inside the arena. I bring my a little Walkman and can listen to the play-by-play and feel the excitement just like everybody else that's right
there. I have to interrupt. There's where you got me, because I went to a baseball game to see my fabulous Phillies a few years ago, Philadelphia Phillies, in Clearwater.
Right.
My kids took me. And the story was, in the beginning, I enjoyed it because I liked all the razzmatazz and hot dogs and all that stuff.
Sure.
And then the game began. When the game began, I didn't have a radio to listen to.
Right.
And it became very boring for me because I didn't know what was going on.
Sure. Now, if you were listening, if you were in Philly, let's say, and where it was actually broadcast, you could bring your little AM radio or whatever into the stadium and listen to the game, and you'd be right on top of things. It's funny, with basketball, for example, sometimes there could be a penalty, and my buddy is saying, "What happened?" And I've got the radio on, and I could tell him exactly what the call was.
I stopped watching television, a basketball game, because you can't follow it on television,
right.
A basketball game.
They're talking about somebody's mother or
exactly.
Whatever instead of – but the radio play-by-play is great.
Yes.
They have awesome in all sports. I mean, even hockey, we've got the Tampa Lightning.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
That you can listen to their games here in Orlando on AM radio, clear as day, and know exactly what's happening in the game. So there's no reason why you can't enjoy the game like everybody else.
Can I give an illustration so the listening audience will understand where he's coming from?
Please do.
For example, tonight, football game. If you're watching a football game on television, it would go, here's the play. All right, the Philadelphia Eagles just lined up. They're on the first and 10. And the ball is high. Oh, look at that hit right there. And you like, what happened? All right. In radio, the illustration would go, all right, we're just in. The Philadelphia Eagles just received the ball. They're on the 20-yard line of their own. It's first and 10 for the Philadelphia Eagles. As the Philadelphia Eagles come up and line up, the quarterback – the ball is hiked to the quarterback. The quarterback drops 3 yards back. The defensive end is coming up. And, oh, my God, the defensive tackle with a blitz that came right up the middle and sacked the quarterback, and the quarterback went down.
Right?
Right.
Sometimes they're even saying, all right, the Florida Gators going from left to right.
Right.
They'll even help you to even picture it in your head.
Right, that's right.
So, I mean, it is amazing how they
– I noticed you're wearing a Gator Boosters
shirt. Gators have had a tough season, I'm still a huge fan. And that's how you can really tell the difference.
That's how they get a boost of energy.
There you go. they need more than a boost of energy, I'm afraid, right now. It's not easy being a Gator fan, but we're there. My dear wife is a Florida State fan, and they're equally doing poor this year. So we're both commiserating together.
Are you a sports fan, Jim?
I am, and I suffered some misery yesterday. I was I'm a Penn State fan being from Pennsylvania, and I watched them implode completely against Ohio State, and so it was.
You know what's funny, Jim? I turned it off when it was 35-20. I said, "Oh, this game is over," because Penn State had 35 at that point, and Ohio only had 20. And I said, oh, this game's over. The way the Penn State's killing them. That's funny.
Wait,
what happened is they lost.
I missed everything yesterday. I was out and about. So you telling me Penn State was up winning the game over Ohio?
Yes.
And Ohio is ranked, I think Penn State ranked higher than Ohio.
Penn State
year,
was
right?
Number two.
Penn State was two. Ohio State was six.
And what happened was,
wow,
going into the fourth quarter of the game, Penn State was winning 35-20. And what happened was Penn State lost by 1 point and ended up 39-38.
Now, I'm a Big Ten baby, and I was just really excited to see at the beginning of the season how you had Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Iowa all ranked in the top 25. And now it's like Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, and I think that's about it. Because I was really
pulling for
down.
Penn State. And anybody to beat Ohio State, I'm for.
Okay, so we good friends then.
I want to hear more. I want to hear more from Jim about home care.
I'm a big Blue fan, so you fine. I got
just
you.
Went from sports to home care.
I gotta hear more about here. I gotta hear more about Jim home care.
Oh, we gotta change the channel now.
Yeah, we're changing the channel.
We'll be back after this break. Switch.
Okay.
So we'll tell me about
home care. Home care. Well, I was mentioning it. That, you know, we're. And at the beginning of the show that, you know, once, you know, Halloween hits and families get together, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, you know, one of the things about caregiving, it's as much for the patient as it is for sometimes a family caregiver who's providing, you know, that family caregiving because of the stress and the time that it takes to do that. A lot of people, you know, they take that upon themselves out of an act of love, and many times it's just not recognized. So I want to encourage when families are getting together, you know, if you see there's a family situation out there and you notice someone that's, you know, is stressed out and they're not doing what they should be doing because they're, you know, doing family caregiving, it's time for them to, you know, to get find out, you know, how they can, you know, whether they hire an agency, you know, get friends, but if they have to be able to take care of themselves, because if they don't take care of themselves, they can't take care of their family, you know, their loved one. And that's the first message that I want to point out. So many times, you know, that family caregiver will get sick.
You know what? I got to interrupt you right here. You're sitting to a woman next to you that's taking care of my father-in-law. And she, I hate to say it, but my wife is burned out. I mean, she puts up with me, yes, but all kidding aside, she works like a dog with my father-in-law. And the bottom line is, that's why we need a caregiver a lot of the time, because she needs a rest. She needs to have her own space. And for you folks out there are listening to me, you don't understand that you may be taking care of a person, but what Jim is saying, his people can come in few hours a day and take care of, let's just say, your situation, and you could go do something else, because that rest, you need it. You need a rest. You need
it's
to get away.
Respite care.
Yes, you need to get away from the situation because it can burn you out. Right, Jim?
That's exactly
so
right.
So how do they reach you, Jim?
They reach us at our phone number is 407-232-7155 or homecareassistanceorlando.com.
You can look us up on the web, and it's right there as well.
That's right.
Say it again, your phone number, Jim.
The phone is 407-232-7155.
And when you call, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
So if you need home care, please call Jim's agency. Don't forget, homecareassistanceorlando.com.
And thank you, Jim, for coming
on.
Yeah,
thank
you.
You're a good sport. Thanks again. Thanks for reading the poem and everything else.
Great to get to meet you in
Isn't
person.
Isn't he nice?
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
He's a nice man.
And cupcakes, too.
Yep. There we have go. Nice Halloween cupcakes here tonight with little plastic rings. Each cupcake has a different ring. One has a ghost on it. One has a cat.
You know,
what
you
else,
folks,
Brenda?
All kidding aside.
Jim, no, we spare no expense here.
That's right.
You folks listen to this show don't understand how much I love my wife, because I understand how my wife, there's a word, I made it up. It's called the goodest. She is the goodest. Because how she takes care of me, how she takes care of my father-in-law. We have two dogs. One dog is a diabetic, and she gives the dog two needles a day. And now we came up with another problem. So now she has to take care of his other situation, which is not funny because it's,
no, I know,
it's something just, you don't talk about
no.
on the air. But she's taking care of that. So she's got, and then she does this show, and then we work for a living as far as doing commercials and other things and advertising.
As Aunt Martha said today, I burn both ends of the candle.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
do.
She said.
You do, darling. You do.
Yep.
Well, so for all you folks out there that have one situation and think you're working hard, trust me, Lynn is really working hard. Listen, we're going to break. Stay tuned. See you on the other side of the break. Boom.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back. That's right. You still there?
Thanks.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with my new co-host, Dave Hildebrand. I'm here with my wife, Lynn Golder. I'm here with Jim. I'm here with the boss of Dave, Big Brenda, Little Brenda.
People that know Dave really well know that is not true.
Oh, I believe it's true.
She ain't the boss of me, man.
Hey, Brenda, well, my wife is the boss. Brenda. She's the boss with the hot sauce. My wife's the boss.
Cute little thing that you put on my Facebook about the fallback. Why don't you remind everybody?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you did with the fox. Going up to turn the hands on the clock.
I don't remember.
Oh, my goodness. She did it.
My wife is the boss.
She must have done it in her sleep.
We are falling back next week.
Right, right. I posted on Facebook, fall back November 5th, so it's like 2 a.m. in the morning. And next thing I know, I see this thing on my Facebook with a little fox going up a tree, turning the hands, because Brenda put a little video on it.
So cute. Because if it wasn't for Lynn, she's such an angel, for keeping us on track, I don't know where we would be. Thank God.
So don't forget.
Hey, folks.
Don't forget it.
Wherever you are, you're more than welcome to write us. That's Michael. At blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's, don't forget the N, A-N-D, blind, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you have something to say, hope it's good. And if you're going to tell us something about a PSA in your community or something about your community, say it. No problem. This is not just about Orlando or Florida. If you're in California, you can say whatever you'd like. Write to us. Right, Dave?
It's true.
Okay, well, it's my time right now. I'd just like to do a little show wrap-up and tell you that next week, November 5th, Sheila Young, one of our other co-hosts, will be joining us in the studio. And Sheila's bringing along, I think, but don't hold me to it, John Richards, who was the director of the Florida Center for the Blind in Ocala. And he has many, many titles and activities, and it just goes on and on and on. So we'll be learning more. We will be meeting John. And also Doug Town will be calling in from VoTech. He wants you all to go out there and vote and take the survey to make things accessible for voters. And that's all I've got. So happy Halloween, everybody, from me. How about you guys?
Happy Halloween, everyone.
And it's my tradition. My tradition, some of you may know, my favorite song for Halloween is the Charlie Brown Pumpkin music. So
we're going to go out by that.
We are.
Folks, take good care.
Thanks,
Talk
Chris.
To you next week. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Chris Shaw, great job as usual.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
Let's
it.
Let's hear
Thank
Charlie
you.
Brown. God
we'll
bless you all.
See you next
guys.
Week.
Let's hear Charlie Brown.
And we believe in the great pumpkin.
Thanks, David. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.